And we are joined now in the studio by the one and only Gene Bolduc, the host of the Weekend Water Cooler, doing double duty today as always, because we've got to talk about this week in news, of which there is a lot to say. And we've also got to get to Kids Q, which is our WCHL's Kids Question of the Week. Gene, how are you?
Well, I'm warm, safe, and dry.
That's good.
And grateful. So I'm very happy to be here always, but especially this week.
All right. Are you ready for Kids Q?
I'm never ready, as you know. So Ron asked me earlier if I was nervous about being on live, and I said only about Kids Q.
Pretty much, yeah. Always a fun question, though. All right. It's WCHL's Kids Question of the Week, Kids Q, every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30 during the Aaron Keck Show, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and kids. So if you're listening out there, get around the radio, get your kids around the radio, and get ready for this. Presented by PTA Thrift Shop and the brand new Youth Works on Main Collaborative, which is the beautiful community home for some great child-focused nonprofits right next to the PTA Thrift Shop on Main Street in Carrboro. Those nonprofits include Healthy Girls Save the World, the Skajaja Fund, Musical Empowerment Triangle, Bike Works, Youth Forward, and more. So here is today's question. Dean Bolduc, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. This is another animal question. If you could be half human and half animal,
oh my,
what would you want your animal half to be?
Isn't it too easy being a girl to say, you know, fish, like a mermaid? That's
That's it. I was thinking... Man, I was thinking like left side human, right side animal.
Oh,
not even
that way.
Top side, bottom side.
Oh, up and down, right? Okay.
Like, but that
something
opens up
else
a,
from the waist
like
down,
you're like
yeah.
a centaur or a mermaid or something
right,
like that. Oh,
right.
That makes so much more sense.
Oh, you know.
I'm so glad you're here. Like, well, there's a whole bunch of options that are
that?
Just off the table, because what would you even look like?
Well,
okay.
And I hate to mention this, but my goodness, in North Carolina, what bathroom would you use?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Is this the centaur bathroom? Okay, well, I'm going to say...
don't give the General Assembly that idea.
It could be a
They're
mythical
pass
creature,
that
right?
Law. No, yeah.
I abhor rules in
I mean,
these
they've
things,
already
so.
Passed laws based on mythical ideas about things happening,
right.
So don't give them ideas.
I'm going to say, look, this is kind of easy, really, when you think about it.
Right.
I'm just going to say, like, bald eagle or something, you know, for my top half,
yeah.
Even though I happen to have a great top half, but I'm just... Just saying, as far as we're on radio, as far as you know, I'm telling the truth. But I mean, then I could fly. So
that's good.
Yeah,
and with
easy,
the
right?
with the like the human bottom half, you could still like walk around and run. Right?
Exactly. Yeah. And I would blend right in this area.
Yes,
you have
that's
to admit.
True.
Bald I mean, who's even going to notice that?
I wouldn't.
I mean, maybe the bald part, like a bald eagle, they'd say, hey, Gene, what happened to your hair?
That's true.
But otherwise, it's cool that you can fly.
Oh, man. I would want the opposable thumbs, though, is the problem. Like, you could fly, but you'd also like
you
not be
able
pick
to up pick a banana
things up or type or anything
yeah.
else. You would have talons, though, so you'd be able
yeah,
to pick things
that.
Up that
Yeah, there's
that.
You could
way.
Just grab hold of somebody and say, I need you to type this email for me.
I mean, or you could learn to type with the talons. That's also, I mean, your way is probably faster.
Or your feet.
Yes.
Never underestimate what people can do with their feet. I'll tell you a fascinating story about that sometime, but.
But not today.
Well, I don't know if you know the guy who lives in this area who
happened
to be a person without arms.
Okay.
And I was stopped on the side of the road with a flat tire some years ago, many years ago, mm-hmm. when my kids were young. And I was waiting for AAA to arrive, and that guy, the guy with no arms,
yes.
but very good feet and legs, stopped and offered to change my tire for me. And you know what? He could have done it.
Oh,
he
wow.
said, no, really, I can do it. I said, you know, I totally believe you, but I would be embarrassed
yeah.
to be having you do that. So,
oh,
yeah,
wow.
that was a pretty cool offer of help. One
okay.
of six or seven people, by the way.
That's good.
Thank you, Chapel Hill,
yeah.
Who
People
stopped
do
and
step
offered
up
to help.
Every
they
so
really
often.
Do.
Yeah.
They really do.
We're going to talk about that in the context
right on the
of...
bypass over I-40.
Yeah.
So,
we do have
yeah.
to talk about that in the context of Hurricane Irma, because
yes,
we've already,
do.
A lot of people here in our community have already done a lot of good work with Hurricane Harvey relief. Now,
right. now
it's
they
another
can just
round with Hurricane Irma.
Pivot and go through it all
yep.
over again. Right.
Okay.
So
I don't know.
Your answer is?
Yeah. I'm kind of stuck on a horse, and the reason is that...
Oh.
Way back earlier this year, Jim Kitchen, one of our owners here at the station, did his Where in the World Are Ron and Aaron promotion, where he was out in Southeast Asia and the South Pacific, and we had that thing.
He was actually there.
He was actually there, yeah, and he had little mini sandstone sculptures of myself and Ron that the good folks up at Lily Englehart Photography, they've got that really cool 360-degree photography studio that they can make a 3D statue, like photographic statue of you. It's really cool. But we now also thanks to the good folks at the Lily Englehart Studio, because they were just playing around with their system one day and wondering, what can we do with this awesome piece of technology we have? And they just happened to have our pictures to play with. So we now have centaur sculptures. There's the one of Ron out there.
Yes.
There's a centaur Aaron that
disturbingly
currently
authentic.
Sits on my dining room table. Yep. And there's centaur Ron Stutz that exists here in our studio.
Well, yes. And they are just alarmingly accurate. It really does look like Ron.
That is what I would look like if I were a centaur.
That is 100% true. Years of therapy coming just because of that. Just because of that,
I'm going to say. It's really cool.
Like, that's probably the closest you'll ever get to a trip like that, too.
Yes.
You know,
yeah,
on the company's dime, I mean, you know, I'm just saying. It's a small station.
But people looked at that and are like, that's a little bit odd. I'm like, no, it's great. How often are you going to get the chance to have someone make a centaur sculpture of you? I'm 100% on board.
You know what?
They
closed that booth at the state fair. I'm just telling you. It's fried.
But it's open. It's open now in Chapel Hill. So I think I'm going to go with horse because I could run faster. I could get places a lot faster. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have to drive everywhere.
True.
I could probably, if I wanted to save money on gas, I wouldn't have to worry about walking and being really slow or riding bikes. And then you're riding bikes in Chapel Hill Harbor traffic.
Nobody's going to let you on the bus.
Right.
Right.
I don't have to worry about waiting at a bus stop. I can just get on the roads and just run at 35 miles an hour.
And you could carpool. You could throw a saddle on yourself and take someone with you, which would be nice of you.
If I wanted to. Yeah. That would be nice.
Plus, you could pee wherever you want.
That's also true.
Yeah.
Legally,
of
course.
Well, right. Yeah. People would expect
it. There's probably some archaic law banning horses from being in certain places.
There might be. I mean, especially here inside WCHL, I think that would be an issue, but...
Yeah, I don't think I would be able to...
I don't think that's a reasonable
accommodation. I'm glad this conversation has gone to this.
Yes, that's right. It's turned right to that direction. Yes, exactly. Bodily functions, that's what we're all about.
All right. Bald eagle and horse. Those are our answers. So if you could be half human and half animal, what would you want your animal have to be? If you're driving around, if you're at home, ask yourself this question. Ask your kid this question. See where the conversation goes. It could go in a whole bunch of different ways. If you've got some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter. Tag us at WCHL Chapelboro. Don't forget to tag at YouthWorks on Main. Works with an X. YouthWorks on Main. Use the hashtag KidsQ.